Proclamation number 7963, dated the August 10th, 1961. I has not seen, single quote. I have no other goal but to make you happy, to bestow the glories of my kingdom upon you, to let you see what no eye has ever seen, to give you infinite pleasure, and to draw you to my heart as my children, because my love for you is beyond measure. And one day I will certainly achieve this goal. Nevertheless, infinitely long periods of time can still pass by, because it is necessary, that you, too, grant me your love, that you voluntarily desire to return to me from whom you once originated. And therefore I constantly seek to attract your love as well. I try to inform you of my nature, which is profoundly perfect, so that I will also gain your love when you recognize my nature correctly. This is why I reveal myself to you. I provide you with the evidence that I exist, and I give you an explanation about my nature, my reign and activity, my eternal plan of salvation. I unveil a picture before your eyes which you can, and indeed will, love if only you open your eyes and accept this image in your heart. And so that you can recognize me correctly, I speak to you. You humans are still spiritually blind and therefore unable to form an accurate concept of me, your God and Creator, who wants to be your Father. As a result of your past fall from me into the abyss, you lost all realization, and at the start of your human existence you are still in this dark spiritual state. So if I want to gain your love, I must enlighten your spirit. I must grant you a small light which illuminates the image of your God and Creator for you, so that you will learn to recognize me. I must give you an explanation about your creation, your origin from a supremely perfect being which, although you were unable to behold it, nevertheless made you immensely happy. I must inform you of what you had been, what you are, and what you shall become again. This knowledge shall therefore contribute that you will learn to recognize and love me, that you will strive towards me and would like to be united with me again. The goal during your life on earth is to exchange your state of darkness with a state of brightest light, in which the spirit in you, being a part of me, can speak to you and enlighten you ever more brightly. Then you will come ever closer to your God and Creator and will be able to attain the goal during your lifetime on earth, total unification with me, and thus also the bliss, which I want to bestow upon you in the abundance of my love. In the case your final return has taken place, my courtship for your love was successful and my love can now make you happy, and you will be able to behold me face to face. For now I have become a visible God in Jesus Christ for you, and your desire, which once persuaded you to turn away from me to the one whom you acknowledged as a visible God but who became my adversary because he revolted against me, has been granted. Due to your apostasy from me, you are separated from me for an infinitely long time in a state of wretchedness. But now you can behold me myself in all power and glory, for in Jesus Christ I became a visible God for you. And your bliss will be without end, you will constantly yearn for me in my presence, and your desire will always be granted. And what no eye has seen and no ear has heard, that is what I have prepared for those who love me, because my infinite love is for you, my children, for all eternity. Amen.